Which is, I think that's my concern, and what the statute says, and what is about any adjoining or adjacent to the roots of the property, or not just on the woodside. I think that's my
Brandon,
concern.
Can you slide that over where the path would now have to be?
Sorry,
right. So how... Okay, so the path that goes down to the boat dock, so if you took that...
What do you want? Am I moving it to... What
yeah,
do you
yeah. Zoom it in one.
Zoom in?
Yeah, just one.
So it wouldn't block off that path if they came down the other road.
Okay.
Right? Ish? Because there's a lot line in there, it looks like.
Is this the primary concern here?
That's why I don't care to talk with those two about it.
The primary concern is not this as much as it's this.
What do you mean by primary concern?
Well, I mean, if the commission were to, because it's easier here because y'all have the, I mean, number one, Beacon doesn't show y'all's ownership. I'm assuming that it was recently acquired. Is that true?
Well, this property was recently purchased from another party approximately 6 months ago.
Okay. So you have Fowler, and assuming you all can establish ownership, this is the easy lift here because it looks like you all have satisfied the requirements. Here and here is also a joint core property, and the core is not a party to it. So, I mean, today potentially, and I'm not saying the commission will or won't, I'm just saying hypothetically, if this were your all's primary concern, we could probably easily do that today. This and this, I'm not sure that the commission would be inclined to do that given that it's not a participant in the petition and not certain about the boat dock parking easement issue. And I don't want to be speaking for you.
No, we've already in front of the boat.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That's one issue.
Well,
and I don't care about that.
Right.
And the other issue is, I mean, you can just look it up there, so I didn't know what it was.
I believe them. It's not bad. It's just. So.
In that instance, they went after everybody,
yeah.
Not just us.
I'm not aware that there's any.
We weren't either.
That's certainly something I've been looking into, but I'm not aware that there are any court easements or anything. As a matter of fact, I just asked Josh that, but it has nothing to do with their problem, so I don't know who's.
It didn't even those other situations. But
okay.
That's the concern. So, okay. I mean, I think we have a couple of options. One is the commission probably can just vacate between Fowler and Earl's property today. And you all withdraw the request on the T and that little piece, or they could table it for you to do some more research and come back. That'd be another option, or I may be missing another option, gentlemen.
Whatever you guys are comfortable with.
Right.
Like, I want.
I guess I would just ask for clarification. Is it good practice, or is it required to have the court as a petitioning party for any land bordering court?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the statute says that any property owner adjoining or adjacent to the road sought to be vacated, shown on the plat, has to be either. The way that we've done it is one of two ways. Either the petitioning parties have the court join them, or they sign a consent. And because that's what the statute says, if you don't have all of the owners adjoining or adjacent to the road sought to be vacated, there's a potential issue there. And
so as far as the court goes.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Does it think it would be a particular, I mean, how far up the chain?
Probably the district engineers usually that we see.
That's
designed on
that. Just district engineers.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to go that direction.
Well, I think that, I do think that you want to go that direction.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd rather do that. And I can check out the easier issue.
And you might get with Mr. Elliott, yeah, and you guys can, yeah.
Maybe you want to check on the issue on the boat dock, because I don't, that topic never came up. I wasn't, yeah, maybe there was a dock somewhere that doesn't have that property. Is it their private property? I don't think there's an easement, but your dad maybe aware of when he bought that, but it didn't affect that property.
If the people are walking down and using it, or taking the golf carts down that and using it?
Well, the particularly tiny slip is just grass. It doesn't.
So what, how are they getting to that? How are they getting to that trail?
That vertical, that's still county property on that.
You mean the publicly platted? They're coming down this?
Correct.
They're not coming down this?
No, that's our driveway.
I understand that. Okay. But it's irrelevant.
Are people using it?
Are people using it?
I think the concern's right here, because that road, I think that's the primary concern. Okay. So it's up to you guys how you want to, if you want to table it,
I think I should table it,
yeah,
to address that, at least that one spot.
Absolutely.
Because I know that was going, that south end was with importance to your dam.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather table that.
Okay.
If it's tabled, I don't need a renotice or anything.
So we'll renotice for the next adjournment, I mean, so whatever date that may be.
Yeah, it'll be April.
To renotice?
Yeah, I think we're going to. Okay. Just out of abundance of caution.
Okay.
I mean, we can announce, the commission can announce that it will be re-teed up then, but okay. I think that re-noticing it would be the safe move.
Okay.
All
right.
I think that's fair. That's how we've done the last one, too, for you.
I'll talk to you about that one on the backside. I'm not sure if that was sort of when we talked about that. It's kind of an add-on. He may be okay with leaving that backside piece.
Okay. And still not speak for him?
No, no, I know.
You mean the piece to the southeast or the west?
Okay. He may be okay.
With
that, because the bigger concern is coming down across the backside.
Yeah. That's up to you all. Just okay. Let us know. Okay. I mean, reach out to you if you want to.
Okay.
No, I'm happy to work with you.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'll check in for you. Because I do need to find out if you want to make your survey.
Well, and I see on your survey that it is showing that 20 foot, not on the core property, but.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So it is the request of legal counsel to a table until the April adjournment?
It is.
Correct. Okay. Just in the event there's a day change, we'll just say for the April adjournment, because I don't have the date in front of me what that would be.
It'd be the first.
I guess. Are you there the first Tuesday?
It'd be the first Tuesday of April.
April 7th.
Okay. So, is there? I guess we have a public hearing opened up. So, is there? Before we do this, is there anyone that wishes to speak on either side of this before we table or take a motion up to table? Hearing no one. Okay. We'll go ahead and take a motion to table.
Move to table the vacation of a portion of Cardinal Road, Main Drive, and Cove View Road, file number 25-126RB, to April 7th, 2026.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sorry, I beat you on that one. Okay, so at this time we'll close the public hearing, and then that order will be tabled until April 7th, 2026.
Is Mr. Blue the next one?
Do what? Mr. Blue is the next one, yes. Let me guess, you're representing that one too? Okay. All right, so let me get all of this put back together real quick. Because if I get Nikki's documents out of order, she's going to be very upset. All right. Next, we have the road vacation of roadways at Rendezvous Camp. This is file number 25-098, Road and Bridge. Once again, we have Mr. Tom Motley representing the road vacations of the roadways at Rendezvous Camp, as well as landowner Mr. Jeremiah Blue. Okay. We have been presented a petition. Once again, this was tabled from our previous one. So,
ALVA.
Okay. Type in. Is Rendezvous Camp in as a?
Is 225 Smart Lane. There's the 911 address.
Yep, right there.
Is that it?
Yep. And if you can pull the map up.
Yep, I can see which one. Okay. This was it.
So we'll call to order the public hearing on the file number 25-098, Road and Bridge.
Okay, so this is where we were meeting the, showing the, okay, I remember this one.
Yep, and it was tabled and the petition was previously read into the record. Yeah, that would have been Monday, October 6, 2025.
Was re-noticed here today, and notices were sent to Optimal County Direct for Tim County Regional Sewer and Public Water Supply District Number 3. I did receive a response from Tim County Sewer District and Public Water Supply District Number 3 that said they had no issues with what was done. Did not receive any anything from the other two, White River Electric or Optimum.
To refresh my memory, is it these?
That one.
It's this one?
Yeah, and the one to the right, the one on the top right, and then the one all the way along the bottom.
This one?
Yeah.
And then this one?
Yes, and then I believe the one down the edge.
Yes,
as well.
Mr. Blue owns all the, he owns all the lots within right.
Yeah, there's four parcels.
Okay.
And basically the road's separated.
Okay. Yeah, so you're essentially just bringing this all into one parcel.
Or right.
One.
Yeah, I own all not the one parcel, but roads are surrounding right. And everything, minus the bottom. Smart Lane is a private drive, but I have an easement up Smart Lane to my gate, so to speak.
Okay.
And it does not appear that there's any other entrances there that are...
No. That is originally 176, the original highway. In the 70s, when they blew the mountain out and made 160 go around the mountain, it voided that piece of property, so to speak.
You have any questions for the petitioner?
I don't.
I do not.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor or opposition of the proposed vacation of these roads? I don't hear anyone or see anyone stepping forward. Are you opposed to it?
No.
Okay. You're good? All right. So I would ask for a vote at this time. We do have an order presented for us to approve. Should I close the...
Do you have my order?
I believe this is you. So we'll close the public hearing and go to a vote.
Move to approve the order to vacate Oak Street, Elm Street, Alva Street, County Road, and Cecil Street.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. we'll get that taken care of. And,
thank you,
yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.